Thank you for calling the Organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, June 25th. Members attending last week's membership meeting heard some good news. First, our organizational drive has reached the point last week that we were able to submit cards showing that well over 100 assistant and associate directors of nursing wish to join our union. It is a fine start. Next, we learned the details of the United Federation of Teachers agreement on maternity/paternity leave. The union gave up 72 days of contract extension in order to return for 6 weeks of full pay upon need. Then we learned the intentions of DC 37 to seek a different program along similar lines. The non-pedagogical unions will be seeking a family medical leave coverage by the state in return for a deduction from our paychecks of less than $2 a week. The plan offers up to $650 a week for up to 8 weeks this year, up to 10 weeks next year, and up to 12 weeks by the year 2021. The financial amount goes up as well. Finally, we learned that of the tentative pattern settlement, it looks like a bit more than 2% annually over a 41-month contract. 2% for the first year, 2.25% for year two, and 3% for the last 17 months. In return, the main health giveback is for employees new to the city to be required to choose HIP for health coverage on arrival. After a year or so, the new employees would be free to switch to GHI from to GHI or any other carrier. Now, we did learn a lot, but most of it is still to be bargained. First comes the DC 37 bargaining, and then comes the rest of us. So there has been progress, and the city did drop its original absurd demands. Though the process is long, and it's unwise to show impatience, so we will be patient and thorough. But still, for now, a bit of good news. That's all the news this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.